describe the defense that you want to run? Is it a pure Tampa 2? Is it Seattle, cover 3 of Seattle? What is it exactly?
Well, the defense is built on athletic speed players that can affect the pass. You know, so we're looking for those guys first and foremost at all positions. And then really from there, we're going to play with 4-down linemen. And we're going to run a varied scheme from there. So, you know, over the years, that system has been described as a Tampa 2. And, you know, we run all different coverages. You know, we run a 4-man line, a couple different fronts, and we're built on effort and execution is what the main thing is.
Are Marinelli and Monty Kiffin two of your mentors? Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And Coach Dungy. So, yeah, so Coach Dungy is a mentor of mine in many ways. And Coach Marinelli, I got a chance to work with him for the last 5 years or so. And Coach Kiffin for a couple of years there as well. So those guys have all been great teaching the system. And really executing the system, really teaching you the fundamentals and the core of what the system is really about.
One thing Chris has always mentioned is he wants to get this defense to get back to where the Colts were in the 2000s with Tony, and it was just wreaking havoc. But they had the two defensive ends.
Yeah.
Makes it easier when you have...
Yeah, you know, it's always rushing cover. You know, you always want to build it on rushing cover for sure. You know, so if you have four guys humming there, you can, you know, the ball comes out fast, and then your athletic speed players in the passing game affect the pass. So
you may have answered this question already, but when you have a mixture of guys here in a 3-4, you're trying to transition to 4-3, how much of that, is it a challenge? How much of it is a challenge?
Yeah, we did this back in 2013 when the team I was with, we switched over from the 3-4 to the 4-3, and we had guys that were outside backers that we moved to defensive ends, and it's an adjustment. You know, you have some guys that are outside backers to move to linebacker. You know, so you're always adjusting your personnel, trying to put the best people on the field, and like I said, you get your athletic speed players out there, and we'll find those guys.
In reality,
a guy like Jabal Sheard can make a transition to defensive end. How much of a transition is for a guy like John Simon? Because Chris said he's going to be a defensive end in this system. How much is that a transition for him?
Yeah, I mean, it's a transition for everybody. I think when you go from a stand-up player to putting your hand in the dirt, it's going to be a transition. You know, the great thing about a lot of the players out there is that they're all hard workers. They're all good pros. They're all trying to learn it. And we're excited about where they're going.
Defensive backs and corners.
Talk about your linebackers. Can you kind of break down what you're looking for from a Will versus a Mike versus a Sequel?
Yeah, I mean, there's always been a lot of conversation about those positions. We're looking for guys that can play nickel defense first and foremost. Guys that can cover. Okay, they can cover space and zone. They can man cover, and guys that are, you know, I'll say it again, like athletic speed players that really are just can affect the pass. And those are the guys we're looking for. So when you're looking for the guys that we drafted, you know, this year, or the guys that are currently on the team, those are the things that we covet. You know, you look at instincts, quickness, and striking ability are really the three things that we look for.
And I'm sure Darius fits that in terms of what you want. Chris says he's kind of the ideal Will linebacker.
Yeah, we'll see where he fits in. Right now we're starting him there, and we'll see where he fits in, but he certainly has all those traits.
Matt, you were one of the three guys who was hired here ostensibly to work for Josh. What was your reaction when you found out, and how did you handle that whole process?
Yeah, you know, when you get a situation like that, and you know, I was here with Chris, you know, because Chris and I had been talking for, you know, and I got hired here beforehand. So to me, it was a situation where I trusted in Chris, where Chris's vision was and what he was doing and what he's all about, the kind of man he is, and the kind of organization this is. And from Mr. Irsay all the way down. And to me, it was not unsettling at all. It was very calming to me. It wasn't a problem. And I knew I wanted to be here, and I'm excited to be here in Indianapolis.
And on that note, so essentially, was it a matter of, you know, some people say, well, you know, Matt is not Frank Reich's guy, the coordinator. Uh-huh. So were you not, so it would have been the same thing with Josh, though, right? Because you and Chris had the relationship. So is there really a difference between the two?
Well, I just found out right from the beginning that what kind of guy Frank Reich is. I mean, he is a high character. Same with Chris. Same with Mr. Irsay. You find that out when those things happen. and you're dealing with solid individuals in a solid franchise. And to me, it was step four from there, and let's go.
Was there any concern on your part or anybody's part that you wouldn't be retained? I mean,
no,
you'd still be
never,
under contract, obviously.
Nope. Nope. As soon as it happened, Chris walked right in my office, and we had a conversation, and it was done from that point.
So you were in the building at the time, then?
Yeah.
So that conversation happened last night?
Yes.
That had to be comforting to have that out of the way.
Yeah.
That wasn't an
especially
issue.
When you talk to your wife.
I was going to say, I mean, you uproot your entire family, and all of a sudden the guy you're supposed to work for or with isn't there.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
Well, you know what? In life, adversities happen, and it's how you handle them that count.
With a young defensive end as a linebacker, you know how important those are. There are a lot of young players that we're still getting to know, you're still getting to know. What's impressed you about either them making the switch in the scheme or just showing up like these young drafted guys or undrafted guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, all the positions are being evaluated. I think it's important to look at those guys in a couple of things. Effort is number one because we're an effort-based defense. And we're based on hustle. We're based on intensity. We're based on execution. So, really, those are the three things we're looking for. So I've been impressed with the guys, the way they've worked. They've really done a great job putting out the effort, hustling every day in practice, and then really trying to execute the calls. You know, so to me, that's what they've all done, and we're excited to work forward with these guys. And, you know, it's a day-to-day basis, you know. And we're on the details in terms of those things about executing and finishing.
You've got, I think, if I'm not mistaken, all three coordinators, all of you doing the job for the first time, at least at this level. But yet, you know, there seems to be sort of a confidence from your head coach, obviously, because he hired, you know, sort of stuff. But, I mean, obviously, there seems to be, you know, a very high level of comfort with you guys.
Okay.
And what is it that you guys kind of bring to the table that you think allows you to kind of approach it that way and have that confidence yourselves and from the top?
Yeah, I think our systems are such that they're player friendly, mm-hmm. and they're easy to understand, but they're hard to execute, meaning that the effort needs to be there. The intensity needs to be there day in and day out with all the systems that we're implementing. So I think that those are the things that are comforting to a guy. A guy knows what to do.
Yeah.
Now he's got to go out and do it. You know, so that's through coaching. It's coaching player and coach about execution, about us drilling them, us working with them, and then him going out and doing it on a day-to-day basis.